This is
Tears of Scrutiny. Hi there, I'm Eva Eben.
And I'm Brie Sedona.
Welcome back to Tears of Scrutiny. I hope you guys had a really good July 4th.
Yes.
Yeah. On today's episode of Tears of Scrutiny, we're going to be talking about a case called Holland v. Brackeen, which was argued, I believe, November 9th, 2022, and was released on June 15th.
Yep. Yep. So about a month from today, kind of.
Kind of.
So basically, the case is about the Indian Child Welfare Act of 1978, which says that someone who is under 18 and a member of a federally recognized Indian tribe or the biological child of a member of a federally recognized Indian tribe and is eligible for membership in a federally recognized Indian tribe will be placed under the care to the best of their ability with someone who's Native American and in their family.
Yeah. So the question at hand was racial discrimination against white people, basically. I mean, just not Native people, essentially.
Yeah, in adoption of children.
Absolutely. So there was also a question at hand about whether or not Congress has the power to regulate this in terms of like the 10th Amendment and powers left up to the states. Basically, in child custody proceedings, the court affirmed the U.S. Court of Appeals, the Fifth Circuit's conclusion that ICWA, the Indian Child Welfare Act, is consistent with Congress's Article 1 authority and rejects the petitioner's challenges under the 10th Amendment. So the petitioners were, like in this specific case, it was, I believe, the foster parents of a Native American child, right? And they were saying that they were being racially discriminated against because ICWA affords some amount of preference to Native American families in order to preserve the culture and connection between the child and their family and their
ancestry.
Ancestry.
And I think that the reason that that question was brought up is that the lawyers for the family and litigators on the side of the families that were consolidated, but then the case kind of argued, well, the Indian tribes are a racial group, not a political group. But as we know it, the Constitution recognizes Native American tribes as and indigenous tribes as a political group, not a racial one. And that's something that is affirmed by the holding in this case, which is really important because a lot of the sovereignty of Indian tribes, especially after years and years of discrimination, forced assimilation, which is what, you know, this act is trying to prevent, is that during that time period, children were just torn apart from their families because of false accusations of drug abuse, things like that.
Attempts at Anglicization, things like that.
Exactly. So this case kind of, you know, is really important because not only does it deal with all of that in terms of the history of discrimination against Native American groups of people and Native American people in general, but it also deals with other legislation and would have had a huge impact if it went the other way on other legislation that affirms Native American tribal sovereignty.
Absolutely. I think the Native American community especially has dealt with so much cultural erasure, whether that came from historic genocide, as you said, forced assimilation, economic, legislative crippling, etc. And ICWA was intended as just another stepping stone to preserving that community and culture. And I was surprised when I read Justice Neil Gorsuch's concurring opinion, which was joined by Justice Sotomayor. And his point was that, yeah, Congress has exercised its lawful authority to, you know, do these things and regulate this, but Indian communities have a right to resist, he said, fading into the twilight of history, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, and that's really, really powerful. Again, this was a 7-2 decision, which is a really big deal. It was an opinion authored by Justice Coney Barrett, so one of, you know, the newer justices on the court, you know, spearheading this opinion that is really important. And obviously, this opinion, again, something that we're seeing and something that, you know, I'm personally glad about is there's no hypocrisy with these decisions, right? You are looking at the text. You see that there is the specific power for Congress to make treaties with Indian tribes. There is a specific power for Congress to that recognizes Indian tribes as sovereign nations, as a political group, you know, within the Constitution. And that consistency regardless of what, you know,
political affiliation,
yeah,
or whatever partisanship, I also appreciate that.
Life, yeah, democracy. Definitely.
So I think I was surprised by this decision. Mm-hmm. Especially that was 7-2 decision in favor.
I think, yeah, seven, like the number seven to me, I was like, that is crazy. That's seven justices, you know, yeah. And Justice Thomas and Alito dissented and they filed separate dissents, mm-hmm, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say that this decision was surprising, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, and in, again, in a good way, I think, mm-hmm, that it's really important that we keep these communities mm-hmm together, especially when there has been that historic displacement.
Yeah.
I know we talked about this issue being really difficult. That's something, mm-hmm, that, you know, Justice Amy Coney Barrett acknowledges, mm-hmm, that, you know, the thing that they're dealing with in this case is really difficult, and that's, you know, children,
yeah,
and where the, you know, the people and the children, and where should they be living, who should they be living with, and that's a difficult question.
And even if
question.
Individual children want to stay with, say, their white, yeah, foster, yeah, yeah, parents, what is the larger implication of, you know, not having that cultural connection,
mm-hmm,
like, because especially when this is a community that is has historically and constantly and is still dealing with everything that has happened to it, everything that it has been, mm-hmm, subjected to.
Yeah, I mean, look at who, like, voter ID is impacting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Native American people, Native Americans are at the top of that list of,
100%.
You know, voter ID and things like that that are still having implications, mm-hmm, on this community that has, again, mm-hmm, been discriminated against literally since before the founding of America. The founding of America,
oh, yeah,
is on the backs of Indigenous and Native American peoples,
yeah,
you know, discrimination and their mistreatment.
Absolutely. And I think this case does leaps and bounds for preserving that sovereignty and,
mm-hmm,
that culture and that community. That's all we have for you today.
Yep. We will see you guys next time.
Thank you so much.